me versus Andrew Tate.
Here we are. His time is coming.
Any day of the week, he's a legit world champion kickboxer.
So the world's most famous misogynist who has been banned from the internet, Andrew Tate.
Me versus Andrew Tate.
Here we are. His time is coming.
Is fighting Jake Paul, literally one of the most annoyingly famous men on the planet, but the YouTuber happens to be building a hell of a resume as a professional boxer, KOing all of his recent opponents.
I single-handedly revived boxing.
Now they were all kind of old dudes, but he did knock them out.
That's going too far.
And they were legit fighters, even though they weren't boxers. And even though that's a bit much, he did just beat one of the greatest MMA fighters to ever draw a breath in a boxing match. Now, granted, this wasn't the prime Silva, and the man is almost 50, but Silva is Silva in a legit win against a legit combat tactician. Martial arts specialist has to be congratulated in a, you know, gotta give his props, guys. But shit just got real because his next opponent is younger and stronger and a kickboxing world champion, and he's not as nice as Mr. Silva.
I knocked my own friend out once.
But look, we're gonna dive into all of that, how we got here, because originally it wasn't even supposed to be Jake who was fighting Tate. It was supposed to be his older brother.
But with your blessing, can I beat the shit out of Andrew fucking Tate?
100%.
Then he started backtracking, saying he wasn't after Tate got banned because he did not want to platform him, which makes this fight even happening more confusing and makes me wonder if this could be causing a rift between the Paul brothers. Is Andrew Tate destroying them from the inside out? I don't know. That's not the headline. It just came to me. Look, we're going to dive into all of that, the bans, the history behind Andrew Tate's battle, and all the controversy which made this fight happening seem like it was going to be an impossibility. And of course, why Andrew Tate, you know, got banned from the internet. And the reaction to all of this, this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast, where cool comes to pray, you come to stay. Hit the subscribe button so you never miss one coming your way. After his fight against the UFC great Anderson Silva, Jake Paul now has his victories against three boxing opponents that used to do at UFC. Including Ben Askren and Tyron Woodley. Now the YouTuber turned boxer Paul might have his next opponent lined up as he faces off with the former kickboxing world champion. This happened on November 10th inside of the Bai Boxing facility, just weeks after his winning his sixth professional bout against Silva. Since Tate's sudden rise to internet popularity at the start of the year, many have speculated the two would eventually get into it. And Paul fueled those rumors when he posted a video of their face-off on Twitter with the caption, "Negotiations." A spokesperson for Tate told Sports Mail exclusively that talks with Paul are underway. So this has actually happened. They stated that the fight between Tate and Paul would be exactly what the fans have been asking for and would be an event the world would remember. They revealed the negotiations regarding a fight are ongoing between the two parties, but they have not provided any additional information. So we're going to get more updates as the story evolves. So yes, this will be entertaining if it happens. But again, this wasn't even how this was supposed to happen. It wasn't Jake Paul who was supposed to be fighting Andrew Tate. It was supposed to be Logan Paul. And why? Or better yet, why not? Which leads me to wonder if Jake Paul is acting against his older brother's wishes.
I would even put a little call out here to like fellow creators and even JJ, like, you want to re-platform this guy? Anyone. You want to have him on your shows? You want to give him another opportunity to speak and spread his agenda?
Now, to be fair, there was a lot going on at the time when the deplatform happened for Andrew Tate. Now that I think about it, it does seem like he kind of survived it. But before then, every social media platform was banning him across the planet. He was labeled as a huge misogynist. There were waves of Twitter essays and influencer reports and TikTok think pieces about the man. Every podcast was condemning him, and he was literally the most famous man on the planet. So I get it. Logan Paul jumped on the bandwagon, had to say, no, we're not going to give this guy a platform and hope that he would go quietly away. But it looks like his brother is not standing by that same idea. Andrew Tate has been labeled as a sexist and misogynist and has had to battle against claims of abuse and trafficking, no doubt inspired by his rhetoric, but none of those claims as of yet have been substantiated. And we also did a video where the claims of him like beating his girlfriend and stuff were completely false. And she came out and said like, no, that's just how we like to get down.
Do you know how I cook a steak as a real man? I instruct one of my 7 girlfriends. Me, now.
Getting back to the main story, it does not seem like Paul cares about any of that and wants this fight. And even though he criticized Tate's misogyny at the same time his brother was in the past, he's also standing by Tate by saying that he sees the social media ban as another form of censorship and Tate should still be allowed to have a platform. With Paul saying, I don't think Andrew Tate should be banned. I think freedom of speech is super important. I think private companies should give people like him a second chance. But I don't think he ever gets into the ring and risks his alpha male appearance to fight me or Logan. Andrew Tate, you're scared to get into the ring with one of us, he added. It doesn't seem like that's the case. In an interview with YouTuber Rob Moore, he said that he thinks Jake Paul is a man who is very dedicated to his craft, and he is just not a YouTuber, and Jake Paul is a legit boxer. So look, we'll be seeing if this turns into a real fight. Can they survive the bad blood? And while we don't know what will happen, we do know what the reaction to what is happening is in the streets, with comments like, the only way Andrew is winning is if Jake Paul dresses up as a woman. Hoping Tate doesn't end up in the ball bag category, taking a paycheck to be knocked out by Jake in embarrassment with it. 7 fight and still doesn't fight a boxer. How does anyone take him for real? That is a good point. He still hasn't fought a real boxer, but it's not like he hasn't tried. Remember that Tommy Fury refused to fight him. Tyson Fury's little brother got stuck in his country. It was all kind of stuff. He basically ducked him, and that's how we got here. Makes me laugh because the first thing you guys think is that these two will be fighting. No way. Andrew already stated that he likes Jake Paul and what he's doing, and Jake has never had a bad word about Andrew. Probably a company to compete with Prime. Now, I don't know about all of that, but then again, you never know. They're both creative businessmen. They have a lot of attention on them, which means that they could kind of launch anything. And they do have a lot of experience in combat sports. But anyway, I doubt that's what's happening. Fair enough. But again, let us know what you think. Do you think that this is the end of Andrew Tate? Do you think this is the end of Jake Paul's winning streak? Do you think that Andrew Tate doesn't have a chance or Jake Paul doesn't have a chance? Do you think that this will cause a rip between the Paul brothers? Or do you think that somehow, some way, we will, even after this fight, get a Logan Paul versus Andrew Tate fight? Because that's what I really want to see, because they're two big guys, and I would love to see them fight. But also, thank you for being a part of the show. I am Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast, where cool comes to pray. I will see you in the next one.